We're joined by Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029. Jocko, good afternoon. How was the Brett Bielema press conference today?
Well, first of all, before I say that, I want to thank you again. For those of you not in my part of the state, not in my viewing area, Trey was my guest on my Sunday night sports interview. You did a heck of a job and looked good. And
yeah, now the engineer is having to fix the camera.
Yeah, there is something wrong with it. We're going to send the Buzz the bill. So, we'll talk about it later off the air. But the Brett Bielema press conference went well today. Again, he kind of reconfirmed what he said on Saturday night, that it was basically a learning experience for his team. You know, there was a lot of mistakes made. That they came out and didn't play exactly the way that they wanted to, expected to, and really should. But they can take those, you know, and take the game film, learn from that, and then, continue to improve their team, and hopefully everything works out better come Saturday against Southern Miss.
What about the injury reports? We know one player suspended. Lake was suspended for the game, but Gaines and Flowers, how are their reports on injuries?
Yeah, Jay Lake is still, kind of up in the air as far as this Saturday goes, but he did bring up Trey Flowers that he has a real good chance of playing this week. They've certainly missed him, on that line. So that's something that's going to certainly help. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was held out one more game just because it's Southern Miss and maybe a chance to, heal up one more game before heading to Rutgers the following Saturday. But, we'll have to see with Rohan Gaines as far as how much improvement he makes this week as far as his injury goes. But I thought the people that came in and filled in did a nice job. I think the thing that Coach Bielema also brought up was the fact that they did have a bunch of guys filling in for starters, later on. So it certainly, it took a little bit of kind of working guys around and getting them a new spot. So, spots maybe they're not used to as far as starting and playing that much time. So you bring guys back in that haven't played in a while, and that will certainly help.
And looking at this Southern Miss team, now they're 0-2, hadn't really done a lot, but they've thrown the ball a lot. I believe their quarterback already has 88 passing attempts. And does anything about this Southern Miss team scare you? Arkansas is going to have to come into play, or should it be a game that we handle easily?
Well, I would think that, Arkansas wins this game handily, but that's, the same thing everybody said before on last Saturday's game in the Rock, that, it should be a team that Arkansas could walk over. I think this is just a better matchup overall for Arkansas, the way they play defense and the way, I know that Nebraska racked up a whole bunch of yards on the ground against them last Saturday. I think that, with everything the way it's going, you should be able to run over this team as well, with the way Arkansas has been moving the ball on the ground. I'm positive that the next time Alex Collins scores a touchdown, that he will stop at the goal line and automatically turn right back around and run to the bench. So Coach Bielema brought up the War Memorial leap once again, Trey, that you and I talked about on Saturday. And I think that that'll be the last time we see Alex Collins ever celebrate. He did say, he talked to Alex again on Saturday night or Sunday night in the team meetings, and Alex explained to him that he was running hard, like we saw, and he thought he was going to get hit, so he was continuing to run hard, and he saw that little bench area, and he decided to leap up on it, and he said, he told the coach that if he ever, if he was in that situation again, he would not do that.
And obviously no other teammate is going to do the Memorial Leap either.
You talk about a learning experience, that might be number one on the list of things not to do, because I know Coach B was not happy after the game, but it was fun to see, and it cost him 15 yards, and it'll never happen again, so we saw history at War Memorial on Saturday.
Jocko, what did he say about the Little Rock crowd? Did he say anything about that today? I know he did briefly after Saturday night's game.
Yeah, he said, and here's the thing, he said that, He apologized every time because we asked him what he thought of, I asked him what he thought of the first crowd at Razorback Stadium. And he said, Jack, I'm so enthralled and, into the game. I don't really hear anything after the whistle starts. But he said he does hear stuff before the game, and he does hear, hear stuff after the game. But he focuses on the game. But he said they did a walkthrough Saturday morning, and to see, people tailgating that early on, that could fire everybody fired up, that people were out there that early and to see that kind of support was certainly something very cool in his eyes, and certainly got, you know, kind of motivated the players a little bit more for that day to kind of get them through the afternoon and then once they got there. But I think that from what it seemed, he was happy with the experience. You know, it didn't sell out, but he said, you know, we keep winning games. That's the kind of stuff that just falls into place. So that's true. But I think overall he enjoyed the experience, enjoyed the crowd, and you know, I think maybe there's a lot, you know, maybe too much made of what he said the night before. I think the only problems he really has, he has nothing wrong with, you know, it's not Little Rock's fault that he can't give out tickets to high school coaches there, or they can't bring the recruits in the way they do in Northwest Arkansas. So it's not a matter that he doesn't like that stadium or North or Little Rock or that part of the state. It's more or less things that he can't do that he can do up here.
And obviously a win is a win, even though it was an ugly win, but the Razorbacks are 2-0, which is a far cry from this time last year when they were 1-1 and getting ready to face the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I think, you know, he said it after game one, you know, the first game, you know, that, you know, Coach Alvarez, Barry Alvarez, who was his, you know, predecessor at Wisconsin, was, you know, listen, every win's a win. You know, you win by one, you win by 40. It's still going to be, you know, a mark on the left-hand side. So, yeah, I think you take that win, you learn from it. And certainly, yeah, this week is a lot better than last week, last year at this time when Louisiana Monroe came into War Memorial and did that dirty deed to Arkansas.
And looking at Brandon Allen's first two games, do you think that, you know, they haven't asked a lot out of him, but he's made some smart reads and been efficient. Do you see an improvement this last game? Do you think he's going to get better and, you know, be able to be this efficient in SEC play? He hasn't had a lot of, I guess, times where it's been 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 8, and is the ball, you know, it's been on his shoulders since we've been running the ball so good. But have you seen enough from him already?
Yeah, I think so, and I think Coach has as well. I think that he said today that you know, he's happy with his progress. You know, he ran for a first down, used his legs more maybe, you know, this time around when he had to tuck the ball in, and made some good reads. You know, those two touchdown passes that he made early on, he looked good doing it. And, you know, it's you know, his numbers weren't as good as the first game, but I think that, you know, I said before on this show that you know, Brett Bielema in this offense is looking for a game manager, not really somebody that's going to, you know, light up the scoreboard with his numbers or light the scoreboard with, you know, with touchdowns. He just wants somebody that will be able to do a sufficient job and still, you know, and do a great job of handing off the ball to two studs like he's got. So I think that Brandon Allen has done exactly what they've expected him so far. And, you know, each week he'll continue to improve and get a grasp of, you know, that this is his team.
Jocko, thanks so much for your time, and we will see you Saturday for Breakfast on the Hill.